your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Happy Hour. This is Guardian Radio 96.9. I am Deandra, the host of this show, and as you all know or may not know, the Happy Hour is 1 hour on talk radio that's just filled with goodness. It's filled with positivity, where I get to highlight individuals and groups that are making a positive impact on society in one way or the other. Again, if you are interested and doing something like that, if you want to be on the show, please reach out to me because we need to hear about the goodness happening in the communities. We always hear about negativity. We always hear about the bad stuff going on in society, but we have so much good happening, but we don't know about it. And if we don't know about it, then we think that the world is saturated with just negative things. So if you or someone you know is doing something good in the community, and I don't discriminate, I don't care how old you are, I don't care where you are, because I could do this virtually as well. I want to highlight, start every show with that, because I want to make sure that people, if you say I never say come on the show, you lie. So now, before I get to our guests, because we could use an entire hour for these beautiful ladies because they got lots to say, I just want to remind folks of a couple things that are happening. I will not overwhelm you, but I just want to let you know. So tonight, the Bahamas Humane Society is actually having a fundraiser. It's called the Country and Western Night. It's happening at the Nassau Yacht Club. If you have not gotten your tickets yet, you can contact the Bahamas Humane Society for that. The St. Agnes 180th Anniversary Grand Choir Concert is happening tomorrow at St. John's College at 6 o'clock. Tickets are still available for that. So you can contact a member of St. Agnes Church for that. And yours truly is one of those. I already told y'all I have a bias because I'm a proud Anglican woman. Okay, cool beans. Next up, I think this is happening next week, Saturday. Four Seasons Race Management Company is having the Bareback Beach Bikini Run. No, you don't have to wear a bathing suit, but they will be having a race on Goodman's Bay. They've been doing this for the past couple of years. It's a fantastic race, and as you all know, I do one of these every Saturday, so I just like spreading the word. So if you want to get your fitness in, please check them out. Let's see, what else do we have happening? I promise not to take you through the entirety of July, so in that case I will stop right there, because you know the independence is coming up. You know, I hope y'all know that the independence secretariat, they have their points. I hope y'all ready to start wearing your colors. Please, let's be proud in who we is as a people, eh? I know there's a lot of things going on, but let's try wear that gold, aquamarine, and black. I try to do that for the entire month of July. So if y'all see me, don't laugh at me. It's just that I'm patriotic, and those of you who know me, y'all know that's true. Cool beans. So now that I weigh all out. If y'all are interested, this is a call-in show. 323-622-3225-4316-325-4259. You can also text us at 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook. We're also on Twitter, now known as X, as well as Instagram. You can follow this by streaming us at Guardian Talk Radio, so you can see my beautiful face right here, along with the guests inside the studio who are even more beautiful. And they do so much good inside this world that, you know, I'm sure you will see that they are beautiful inside and out after we're done. You can also get us on Cable Bahama Channel 969 and BTC Flow Channel 612. Don't forget that if you miss the entire show, if you want to share it, you can also get us as a podcast. And you can get the direct link within 48 hours off of the website for that right there. So now that I've said all the things that I have to say before we start off a show, we are very happy to have with us today representatives of the Bahamas Social Workers Association. I can say that again. The Bahamas Association Social Workers Association. Do we know what a social worker does? Do we know who they are? Do we know that we have a few of them? And by a few, I'm not meaning that we have a lot. I mean, like, we literally have a handful, and we need more. Because they do so much, and it's just so much more work than there are people in our community. Now, I ain't gonna talk so much on this, because these are the ladies that are in the fields. They are in the trenches. They are doing the work. Joining us today, we have President Nastacia Cooper-Saunders and Vice President Marguerite Beckford, who are going to tell us a little bit more. They're going to introduce themselves, and they could tell us a little bit more about what is a social worker, what does a social worker do, and what is the association all about. Now, I might as well tell you, I'm going to look the people up. They on Facebook, they on Instagram. Do you know that they have webinars? They have webinars that is free to the public. And these are folks dealing with burnout, stress out situations. But I think I could benefit from that. So I sure you all who are listening good too. So you can check their Facebook and Instagram pages out. But they also have, they highlight their social workers. And I promise you, after you hear from these ladies about what they do, you'll understand why we got to celebrate them. We have to celebrate them because they're going above and beyond for this country, for our people. So without further ado, and of course, you know, we got to go by protocol. So Madam President, how you doing?
I'm good. Good morning, or afternoon, rather. So my name is Nastacia Cooper-Saunders. I am the president of the Bahamas Social Workers Association. I also work in the department in the Child Protection Unit, used to work in the Domestic Violence Human Trafficking, along with Family Services Unit. I am also a owner of my own case management company, Optimum Care Management, as well as I have 6 books out, The Teenage Survival Guide. And so persons, definitely, if you're listening, please check it out. It's on Amazon. You could just type it in, The Teenage Survival Guide. And it's talking to teenagers about all the problems and issues they go through from their bodies, the things that they may be going through with stress, the different stresses, you know, the hard topics. And I encourage parents and guardians to also read these books with kids so that if they have questions, they could ask you, have that open conversation.
Now, y'all see what I mean, right? You hear all of these things, this one person doing? My Lord. Listen, how many gold medals you have? Because you are award-winning, obviously. Now, Ms. Beckford, you know you're sitting there, but you got to tell us about who you is, please.
Well, that is a tough act to follow, but my name is Marguerite Beckford. I am the Vice President of the Bahamas Social Workers Association. I'm currently stationed with the Department of Social Services as a clinical social worker at the Sanderlands Rehabilitation Center. Previously, the domestic violence counselor and placement worker. So that means that I was responsible for adoptions. Also worked in child protection. So we have been around in the very, very short time in the Department of Social Services. We've been around many of the areas. I realize that definitely we cover a lot more than society think that social workers do, because most of them think that we just offer food coupons or just take away people's children. So, but we really want them to know that we do so much more than that.
Thank you so much. And that's exactly why I brought y'all on today, so that we could dispel some of this misinformation out there, that you could tell folks, well, what in the world is the association? And then dive more deeply. What is a social worker? Because it's, you know, it's a bad thing for people to think that y'all only out here taking away people churning or giving out food coupons. Mind you know, you got to do certain things. But that's not the full gamut of what y'all do. So, you know, again, without further ado, now who could talk to me about what in the world is a social worker? And then we could go into what is the association.
Okay, so social workers are trained professionals who work with individuals, families, community, and organizations.
Perfect.
So that means that we intervene on the individual level. So that means there's individual counseling, anything the individual needs. We definitely intervene in families, in communities. A lot of people don't see us as community workers, but that we are also researchers and we're going to do research. We definitely go in to create programs and stuff. And then we also work with different organizations, because a social worker, what we do is interagency collaboration. So everything that we do is a collaborative process with all of the agencies in the community.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about y'all, but I tie it after here, and that is like they do everything almost. My gosh. Like, it's a lot. But again, that is far more than coupons and dealing with homes that may have issues that may result in the removal. I know y'all, Madam President, looking at me like she got something else to add to that. I'm sure she does, Madam President.
So just basically to piggyback, people usually say we help from the cradle to the grave. And so we help all vulnerable populations. And so, yes, we may assist with coupons or we may do removals if necessary, but we also help families. We also want to reunite families. We want to come in and provide whatever the services are necessary in order to bring the community, the society together. And so a lot of people, just like us, can't stand our guts, and we still don't understand why. But at the end of the day, we have to do what is necessary. Somebody has to do the job. And so we are here to help you.
I like that, here to help you. Now, a greater part of helping is also helping in numbers. And you all have formed an association. Now, a lot of folks may not know about the association. So let's talk more about what is the association, and then we can get into terms of how many members you have, what are your activities, that sort of thing. And then we're going to go do a deeper dive. And of course, we'll take a break to give you a breather about some of the issues that society is facing and how social workers help with that. So we'll start off.
Okay. So the association was formed officially in 2022. It was forming years before us, but it was between being inactive and active. And so we've had social workers try their best to bring a part of the association. But we formally took over in 2023?
Yes.
And so the association is basically a community. A community of social workers who have bachelors and up, or associates and up, depending, because, you know, back in the day, we only had associates. And so, and also persons who also work in the field, but have related degrees and social work students.
Okay.
And so what we do is we advocate. We advocate for ourselves as well as we advocate for vulnerable populations. We go there to bring awareness to the things that are happening in society, whether it's with children, men, women, whoever. And we speak on that. We provide as much information, education as possible. We go out, we speak to different forums once invited, and we just, you know, and then we come together in camaraderie to try to bring up the morale in social workers, because the morale is extremely, basically non-existent when it comes to social workers.
Now, that right there, I want you to tell us a little bit more about why that there's such a low morale within the social worker population.
Okay, so the morale is low because I want persons to consider this. You go to school for, if you go to UB or the College of the Bahamas, it's 6 years. And so you go to school and you're told you could go there and change the world. And so when you get into this community where you prepared to change the world, they stamp on you and said, no, this world does not want to be changed. You come here, you follow exactly what it is that we tell you to do, and that's about it. And so even though you try to get up and do better and be better, you get stamped upon, not necessarily in the work environment, but in the community. And so you have persons coming out of school, maybe 4, 5, and you're asking to do maybe 10 tasks. Right now, I list all the things that I do, but I have more under my belt. So if there's a disaster, I work. Mm-hmm. I work from the beginning of, before the disaster even hit, until the disaster is no longer even there. I work in the safe house. So when you have persons who come to the Bahamas illegally and they have children, we would work in the safe house. We work at the shelters. We work in the children's home. We work... Sometimes we sit in the hospital for hours if we have to deal with children. We sit at the police station for hours if we're dealing with children. So we're working 10 and 15 jobs without a thank you, without appreciation, without a break. Some people because our areas are so small, they said, no, you can't even take vacation because now we have to ensure that we cover the area and we understand the coverage. But if I'm mentally unwell, should I still keep working? With the morale is basically non-existent.
This is powerful, ladies and gentlemen. Very, very powerful. These are the folks that are taking care of our population, again, from cradle to grave. And there's not enough. There's not enough of them to share the workload. And then furthermore, we're not saying thank you enough to them. And sometimes you never know how far just saying thank you will take somebody. How could I help you today? How could I lighten your load? Even if I can't do your work, at least let me bring you a cup of coffee. Some water even, because you've been sitting down here waiting inside the ward at the hospital, just trying to see that child who was abused by their own parent. And that part right there, I'm speaking from experience, because those, again, who know me, y'all know I've been involved with some serious projects. Our people need help, but how do we help those that are taking on that task of helping others? How? Now, Vice President, I know you got stories, but I want us to talk a little bit more about, you know, when we speak about those students that are coming into the profession, because this is something I've observed for some research that I've done on another project, mm-hmm. that you have quite a few graduates mm-hmm. that enter the workforce and then come back another couple of months, and it's almost like, well, where did they go?
Mm-hmm. So tell me. We definitely have an issue with retention once we get students that they come in, and less than 6 months, they're gone. It's because once they come in, they realize that what we understand to be the social work profession is not necessarily what they buck up into once they get into the profession. Mm-hmm. Madam President said, you know, they realize that, guess what, the pay is, let's not even go there with the salary.
Stick a pin. The salary for any government employee is in that salary book. That is public information. And the last time I checked, the starting salary was less than $35,000.
Yes.
And I know y'all could tell me the numbers.
Definitely. Then you realize that there are no benefits. There is no insurance. There's no risk allowance. She talked about the fact that, you know, where we are, we work with immigration, we work with the police, we work with the hospitals, we work at Sandilands, we work a lot of places. So this is an area that definitely has to work with all of the agencies. We are found in the courts. You know what I mean? Some people don't even think about if a defense force officer goes out there and they got to go on the boat and they're Haitians and children and stuff like that, we definitely have to be present. We are looking at, she talked about things going on with the sex trade.
Human trafficking?
Yes, human mm-hmm. trafficking. I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. So we talked about human trafficking. When you come, these things, it seems somehow that you are able to realize that, okay, the dress of the country is being lifted up, so you get to see everything. And so by then it becomes emotionally and mentally taxing. And so when you don't have insurance or you don't have a chance to be off, you know, because some of us have to work around the clock. This is, the issues that goes on with the nation is not something that actually shuts down after 5. So you're working at the children's home, you're manning the hotline, you're at the hospital. And like I said, we're collaborating with everyone. And so it really, really, really takes us to have relationships for our jobs to work. So sometimes if we have to go move a child, and we call the police, we're told that there's none available. So imagine a social worker, which most of us are females, and we have to go into the community, rough communities, and we don't have protection. And once we've done that, that's not, you know, you have to go remove the child, and then immediately you have to go to the hospital and sit up for 5, 6, 7 hours. So the fact that the collaboration that needs to happen in a relationship that happens within the agency so we can have a smooth process, that's not there. So when young people come in and they realize the brunt of the work, the fact that there are no resources, because a lot of times the resources that you need. I talk about going to the clinic. If you go to the clinic with a child, if you've had this child with you for 6 or 7 hours, you need to use the restroom. Mm-hmm. You can't leave the child or the very families that you removed the child from. We have social media right now. They could say, well, this social worker is sitting here without protection, waiting for a child to be served. So those families could accost you right there. We've had families that fought with us. We've had people that have threatened us.
I've had that happen to me as well.
You understand? So it's that you need things for them right away. So you already getting paid a little, but you have to dig into your own pockets because mm-hmm. you cannot. I cannot see children without. I cannot see a female that comes in or a woman from domestic violence. If they're running from a situation, they come, there's no Pampers, there's no milk. You know, it's just so much that we have to go through. And so when younger people realize that, they realize that I don't need to go through this. You know, I could probably do something better because the vicarious trauma, secondary trauma from this job is so great. You go to bed sleepless nights. A lot of people think that we don't care, but that is so far from the truth because mm-hmm. why would we stick with a job that really, really, really is more of a, you know,
sacrifice.
That's what it is, from the beginning to the end.
That's powerful. My heart. And the thing is, I've worked along with social workers in some of those trafficking cases. Mm-hmm. And when you talk about working around the clock, I have spent time in police stations, at the detentions. I y'all go through a lot. Mm-hmm. And you have to do it. Mm-hmm. It's just insane. So we've talked about getting more more of these student graduates that are sticking around. But I also want us to just do another dive. On average, if you could say, maybe talk about the amount of persons inside the association, but how many social workers do we have? Like, how many?
You mean in the Bahamas?
Yeah, in the Bahamas.
So my last count would have been about 140 social workers who were working in the department, mm-hmm. not inclusive of persons who work outside and, of course, who have the social work degree but do not do social work.
Right.
It was about 140, but I'm sure it's way less now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I can imagine.
Yeah.
Now, when we talk about those persons, just so, again, the public is aware, and we've spoken about certain collaborations, but where are they stationed?
Hmm. Well, like I said, we are in Sandilands. We are in the hospitals, and that will be health social services. We are in child protection. We are in foster care. We are in placement. We're in the community support centers. Basically, we are pretty much everywhere.
So senior citizens?
Yes.
Disability affairs, mm-hmm. residential facilities or residential. We have different senior citizens' homes that they do have social workers sit in, as well as some of the children's homes social workers sit in. We are, if necessary, they call us to the airport, if necessary.
In the courts?
In the courts mm-hmm. at the police stations. Wherever
disaster management,
right? Disaster, wherever you may have a vulnerable, because it's not necessarily mm-hmm. only children. Wherever somebody is vulnerable or have been taken advantage of, they call us and we come.
I think that's an important point for us to just clarify for the listening audience. What does being a vulnerable person mean? Like, who are vulnerable people?
So vulnerable people are anybody that someone is taken advantage of. So sometimes you can be a vulnerable person. So like we say, cradle to the grave. So also we take into consideration senior citizens, persons with the disabilities, not disabled person with disabilities.
I'm happy you made that distinction. That's good.
Okay. So teenage persons, females pregnant, teenage pregnancy or pregnant teens, they are disabled. Persons with mental disabilities. So all of those persons would be a vulnerable population. And if people decide they want to take advantage of them, then if you call us, we will step in.
I like that. Now, another question I had, just again, I like to bring in the Family Island perspective. Of course, your work isn't only here on New Providence, but how are social workers present and are helping virtually or distance with the Family Islands?
So we there are some social workers that are posted on the family islands, but not all family islands have a social worker. So sometimes you find that you will travel there for a case. So it means that even if we're in Nassau and it's not very necessary for you to go to the family island to do an investigation, or sometimes we're called to go to the United States and do something, because if children from the Bahamas are caught over there in the United States, then that means that we also have to get on the plane and go over there. So it doesn't matter where they are. If there's a shortage, we definitely will pull together and make sure that we're there.
That is powerful. Y'all hear, I hope to listen. You know who's listening? Y'all see these superheroes? You see what they got to do? They have to catch flights, yes, just to make sure our people are protected. Now, the matters with the children going being taken abroad and things like that, too. Mm-hmm. Yes. For those, I like to educate. For those of you who may not know, when you remove a child across borders without the permission of the parents or in violation of a custody order, then you will be invoking something called the Hague Convention. Absolutely. Now, with the Hague Convention, this is an international instrument. It's a legally binding instrument between countries about how do you move folks. Now, a lot of people think that the Hague Convention is only when you need a document apostilled. That is a Hague Convention. But it is usually invoked when you are moving children without permission. It tends to be very sensitive issues between and across several nations. And so again, we salute our social workers for dealing with that. Because again, from personal experience, from dealing with Hague cases, it's a lot. It's a lot to deal with. And it can go on for years, actual years. So this is another thing that we want to draw attention to for the listening audience. These are not open and shut cases that the social workers are dealing with. These are not things that'll go away in a period of hours or even days or even weeks. Sometimes it takes actual years. So you can imagine working in that environment and how do you sustain yourself? Now, I want to focus on that. Like, how do you all, you say the association brings up morale, but how do you renew that dedication to come back to work every single day? Are y'all still praying to God about what that means?
Every day. But you're motivated. We went into this profession. There's a lot of things that we discovered once we got there that we knew from the beginning. But we love families and we love children. And I know they definitely need someone to speak on their behalf, to be there for them. We realize how important they are to this nation, and we realize that some of them have never had the opportunity where they have grown up. That is definitely the driving force between a lot of what we do, because if we don't stand up for them, who will? Mm-hmm. And so whether that means that you're showing up for a graduation or you're taking them to the clinic because their parents are not doing it for them, it's just, any way that you can possibly think of that these children are being neglected or abandoned, or, you know, some kids end up at San Lawrence and some parents just drop their kids off and they don't ever turn back to say, well, okay, these kids need toiletries, they need clothing, visitation. Sometimes a child is not visited and you definitely have to be that person to tell this child that you believe in them, you love them, provide them with stuff, because they are already vulnerable or they are already depressed or having some mental breakdown or try to take their life. And when their parents just drop them off and they don't ever show up, so you find yourself being a parent. You find yourself, and so you realize, as bad as I feel today, if I don't show up, who's going to be there for them? Who's going to encourage them? Who is going to show up? Because we realize that, guess what? You know, family are blood relatives, but there are some family that's not blood, and they tell us that we're not supposed to get emotionally involved with these children, but these are kids that deserve to be loved, that deserve to have the basic necessities in life. Or whether you're dealing with a woman from domestic violence who's totally been abused and she feels like she doesn't mean anything to anyone, and then she's already suffered sexual abuse or emotional abuse in her family, and now she's in a relationship and life just looks like it's just totally terrible. Like, someone has to be there to say, you might have experienced some bad things in life, but not what's wrong with you, but what's happening to you. And then definitely deal with that, them from that perspective. So sometimes a lot of self-sacrifice has to go to putting yourself aside and just showing up for your fellow teammate in life.
Oh boy, my goodness. Again, y'all say the two ladies. Like I always say, thank y'all. Like, honestly, thank y'all. Y'all do it a lot. Now, what I want us to talk about, and furthermore, because we want to touch on a lot of things, we only have them for an hour, so y'all got to forgive me if I'm trying to get through everything. But we want to talk more about the association, the activities of the association, including those webinars and any other outreach activities, and then how can the public help the association if they are so willing to do so, even if it's with donations, resources, even time, something like that. But we're going to explore that right after the break, and I think I've requested a special song to be played. Because God knows, they stress out, they dealing with stress. Y'all stay tuned to the Happy Hour on Guardian Radio 96.9.
I fly away so high, up with the birdies, way up in the sky. Things kind of get to me, I need an escape. I'm sure many of you would relate. She said Monday stress, Tuesday stress, oh, Wednesday stress, Thursday stress, Friday stress, oh, Saturday stress.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
At Cleveland Clinic, care is everything. So when your primary purpose is to care for the world, you'd start with your community until you're accessible anywhere. You make complexities your specialties and put compassion before anything else, all to redefine what's possible for everyone, everywhere, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic.
Winning on the court, just like investing, is about consistency and having the right partner. With RF's Advantage Plus brokerage account, you get exclusive access to high return securities, some yielding up to 7%, plus expert investment guidance. No need to chase every opportunity. We deliver priority trading, exclusive investments, and the lowest commissions, so you can focus on what matters most. Sign up for an RF Advantage Plus brokerage account today at rfgroup.com. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
Always on the go? Now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
You know, two-thirds of the state are Oklahoma Sooners fans, and one-third of the state are Oklahoma State Cowboys fans.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Living paycheck to paycheck? At Fidelity, we can help you take control of your money, build savings, and create a financial future you're proud of. And we'll do it free of charge. Transform your financial future with our coaching sessions today. Make that move. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Sign up now for the 2024 Michael Scudery.
He's on the streets, basketball classic.
Taking place Monday, July 15th to Sunday, July 21st.
At the Hope Center and the Kendall Isaacs Gym.
We are shooting hoops instead of guns.
Phone 601-4842.
Or visit our Facebook page.
Sign up today for the 2024 Michael Scudery basketball classic.
He's on the streets, 2024 is coming.
I need an escape. I'm sure many of you would relate. She said Tuesday stress, oh, Wednesday stress.
And we are back here with the happy hour on Guardian Radio 96.9. This is Deandra Cartwright. Thank you so much for tuning in to the show. We have Madam President Natasha Cooper on this. There we go. See, she wanted to make sure I get a name right. I get it right. And then we have Vice President Marguerite Beckford. I just want to speak French when I say Marguerite, so you have to forgive me. And they are representing the Bahamas Social Workers Association. And they're talking to us about the state of social work in the country, about what they're going through, what does the association do, and then helping us to understand what they go through better. Now, we're going to continue the conversation so we can learn a little bit more about the activities of the association, all of the good things that they are trying to do outside of their busy portfolios, to even still try to help people outside of their caseload. Now, can you imagine that? These people are selfless. Like, come on. Y'all talk about angels not on earth. These people are angels doing so much. So they're going to talk to us about some of these things, such as webinars that they put on. And then they're going to let us know, how can we help the association? Because God knows they need help. I feel like we need to take up an offering, and like, even if it's just like free coffee, some coupons for food, something, you know, because they need it. Because if I know them, and I know a couple of them personally, these people just forget to eat and drink because they're doing too much work. They literally don't have the time to go and get food. Come on now. Like, we need care packages for the care people. So I want us to really get into right now the, we'll talk to us a little bit more about the activities of the association, which I'll always be doing. So,
okay. So in reference to the activities, we would have had Social Work Month. Please, everybody, mark it on your calendar. It's in March.
Okay.
And so we try to appreciate social workers, spread awareness about social work, what it is, who we are, where we are, and the population we impact. And so we try to give little tokens of appreciation, of course. Our money is not long. But we try our best to, you know, just give the social workers who are in the association a package or token to say, we appreciate you. We love you. We want you to continue on what you're doing because you're helping not only the people close to you, but the society as a whole. And so we do that in March, and April is Child Protection Month.
Mm.
And so we have webinars. We go out and speak to schools. We have Paint the Town Blue.
Right.
Now, unfortunately, because we have autism in the same month, and they also paint the town blue. The town is completely blue.
It's Blue Studio.
But our symbol is the pinwheel. Mm-hmm. And so we would have had several pinwheel gardens that would have been to several schools like Yellow Elder.
And around the roundabout.
I feel like I saw those, and I was trying to understand. Yeah. Like, what? I love those.
Yes. And so we try to show the representation of the pinwheel, and that's the innocence of the child. And so anytime you see a blue pinwheel, think about the child's innocence and us protecting our children. We're protecting our nation's children. They are the future. And so we do that in April. We highlight different things throughout. For instance, in February, we talk about teenage dating violence. Now, I know people don't hear it often, but these teenagers are going through things too. They have boyfriends or girlfriends, and they're discovering life. And so they do see things from maybe family members or guardians, and then they go and do that to their person thinking that's okay and it's right because this is what I see and learn.
I want to stick a pin right there because I think the public actually needs to know that it's not just starting at the teenage years. You have instances where preschoolers and first graders are engaging in the behaviors that they see their parents and or legal guardians engaging with. So please, for the love of God, try to consider what you do and what you say around your children, no matter their age, because they are watching, they are learning, and they're picking up what they think is normal from what they see at home. That's just me saying that. That ain't an association, but I sure they could agree.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And in September, we are having a conclave for this association.
I like that word, conclave, but I mean...
So it's going to be a big gala for social workers, and we're going to have appreciate the social workers who would have been around and doing what they're supposed to do and just being going above and beyond. And so now I could put this hair. We need donations. Because we really want this conclave to be something big, something they are going to remember. And we want to show them we love you. We want you to continue on. We want you to keep pushing. We have all social workers from Grand Bahama to Inagua in the names are in for the award. And so we want to give them all kind of nice goodies. But, you know, fun little stretch.
I understand. So if someone listening or who will be watching this later would be so inclined to donate, how could they do that? How could they get in contact with the association?
Okay, so you can reach out to the Facebook page or the Instagram page to reach out. Or we have a number.
Wait, is that public?
I'm using it publicly now.
Oh, okay. So you have another number that you'd be saying. Okay,
yes, cool. I have another number.
Because we have some interesting folks.
Yeah. We completely reach out to the Facebook and Instagram.
Thank you. I just want to sensitize.
Reach out to the Facebook and Instagram page. We usually, you care after listening to us and listen to what we do. If you care about us, please give us a little something. It doesn't have to be anything big, but we just want to definitely appreciate our social workers during our conclave.
So when you're thinking about what these donations look like, because of course, first thing we go to is money. Mm-hmm. But I'm assuming that there are other things that folks can provide if they're able to. So what are you looking for?
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily have to be money. It could be a gift. It could be a gift certificate, because like we said, we want to do an award for them. We have 5 awards that we want to that social workers have been nominated for. So like I said, it could be a gift certificate. It could be gas vouchers. It could be definitely something to it probably could be something to maybe have a weekend at the hotel, like, so, you know, Comfort Suites or Atlantis or something, so that they can, you know, it could be something to a spa where they can do, you know, they could get something like that. It could also be something for makeup or something, because, you know, most of it, you know, most social workers are primarily 99% are females. And so anything that you think that a female who is really stressed would deserve, maybe something to a hairdresser or something. I'm sure any little thing will definitely help us to show social workers that you are indeed appreciated and we know how valuable you are.
Yes.
I love that. And ladies and heard just how there are so many different ways that we can try to give back to our social workers, particularly those who are receiving awards in September. Now, you talk about the conclave, but I don't think I heard when and where.
Okay, so
that's still a secret.
No.
Okay.
So the conclave is happening at Palm Key, September 20th.
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. Palm Key, it sounds like a date.
And so we will be selling tickets for the event, and it's going to be limited. So if people want to come, they could show up. They could come and pay for your ticket. Mm-hmm. At this time, we don't have a prices yet, but they could reach out and let us know.
I like that. Y'all could let the folks know. Reserve your spot.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Reserve your spot today. And the money is going to, obviously, towards a good cause, to the association. Now, I wanted to go a little bit more into, I think it's webinars that I saw, but what else does the association do outside of providing support to your members, outside of that community? Like, what are you doing?
Okay.
So we talked about the fact that we educate the community on anything for vulnerable populations. Okay. So whether that be things on disability, whether that be anything on mental health, we definitely come and we talk, because like we said, social workers are not only in the department, but they are all over the country, even if they're not employed there. So we try to bring them together. We try to help other agencies understand exactly what social workers do, and that social worker does not necessarily have to be employed only by the Department of Social Services. So we're trying to get the community and different agencies to know that you can hire your own social worker, like that we don't have to be exclusively at social services. So we want the society to know, period, that social worker does not mean social service. So that's definitely one of the biggest things, because, you know, police need social workers. So we don't necessarily have to travel from social services. The police can have their own social worker. Yes. Immigrations can have their own social worker, because in every other nation besides the Bahamas, they, you know, all of these agencies have their own social worker. The courts can have their own social worker. So we're trying to encourage the different agencies and organizations not to just try to see if you can bring one in, but definitely have them stationed at your own organization.
Mm-hmm. Almost won't sound like perhaps there are opportunities for existing personnel that are at these agencies to perhaps be trained mm-hmm. and in the area. So what would that look like?
Well, social work is a 4-year degree. So, you know, sometimes it's really, really funny when a client comes up and say, how can I work here? So, you know, we just wanted them to know this is not a profession where your minister kind of give this job to you. You know what I mean? This is a 4-year degree. And so that's something else we've been trying to help society understand, too, that this is not a position that, you know, you just get from your minister or whatever. You have to be trained and you have to have at least a bachelor's degree in order to do this job.
A very random question, but are our social workers licensed?
The association is definitely doing. Working. That's one of the mm-hmm. things that we're working on currently. So currently, she and I have only been in this position for like 1.5 years. And so
y'all
we've been
doing great things yeah. for 1.5 years.
Yes, yes. And so the conclave is definitely, this is definitely going to be one of the first of its kind. And so we definitely wanted to do that for the social workers. But like I said, just educating the public on a lot of things. Like we said, when we did Child Protection Month and when we came up with the pinwheels and going into the different schools, we spread it to the family islands. And the response to the family islands was overwhelming. The support from Spanish Wells, like I said, was overwhelming. We had the kids from there, and that's one of the things that we really, really wanted to do. We didn't want to be the ones that's just championing the course. We wanted the children to kind of pick it up, and that's what Spanish Wells did. So some of the kids there, some of them, we did like the song competition so that they can do songs, and then we actually got some of the persons from the social media who had social media platforms mm-hmm. to come up and talk about how they support the different things, and especially Child Protection Month. So we had them come along. So it's definitely, we had a lot of different agencies that came alongside us and say, hey, mm-hmm. we want to sponsor this pinwheel mm-hmm. garden. We want to do this. We want to do that. We want you to come and talk about different things. So definitely just educating the community, period, on, you know, what we do and the fact that, you know, and how they definitely can help.
And then also when we get donations and persons need certain things, we give it back.
Yeah.
And so usually when we have our salsa, you know, we always have leftovers. And what mm-hmm. we do is we find some place that could benefit from this house. Our last one, we went to Unity House. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. so we gave them everything we had left. And they enjoyed that. It was way more persons than we thought was there, but they really enjoyed that. And like I say, we have persons who come in, maybe children or maybe a domestic violence victim and they need something, we come together and we purchase it or get it for them.
Y'all understand now why I think y'all are angels, right? Now, time flies when you're having fun. And so we have approximately 6 minutes, well, 5, because I want to make sure Stanya Davis can get on air to tell it to Stanya. She comes on right after so she can get settled in. But in our last 5 minutes, ladies, what would you like to tell the public about the association, about social workers? What do you want them to think about, especially how it can perhaps positively affect how they view you?
We want to debunk a lot of things that people think about social workers that are definitely not true. But what we go through on a regular basis, advocating for children, advocating for elderly, advocating for any of the vulnerable populations is not a little, it's a lot. And so we want you to know that we're not just coming in there and just trying to, just trying to disrupt your lives. We know that families do not want social workers in their lives, and we don't want to be in your life any more than you want us in your life. But when we come and we offer the parenting, that's because we're looking for your family strengths, and so family can function on its own. That's primarily what we do. If children are removed, they're removed temporarily, not permanently, so that whatever situations cost a removal could be ameliorated and that we could work together to strengthen the society. We love families. We understand that the families are the core of this nation. And we realize that national development right now is being hampered because of the structure of the family. And when we come out there and we are doing things, we are only doing it because we know that the family is the unit of the nation. And when we build that up, we build up the nation. When we allow families to crash, that means we're allowing the nation to crash, because these are the persons where, you know, families are where you learn discipline. It's not where you learn social socialization. When those things do not happen, We are encouraging more crime. We're encouraging everything that breaks down the nation. So just know that we're not trying to disrupt your life. When we come, we feel what you're going through. Mm-hmm. We see what families are going through, and it's not like we're unmoved, but a lot of times that, you know, there's a lot of resources that we don't have, and we have to fight every day for, and more mm-hmm. of our frustration comes not from coming into your life, you know. More of our frustration comes from trying to get the things that you need for your life, what your children need mm-hmm. In order for you to be able to survive and move on. So just know that it's not an adverse situation that we're coming in, but we're coming in because we love you. We want to find out what you're saying. You could definitely function without us.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Madam President.
I just want to speak briefly. Definitely, I want people to consider coming into the profession. Like, really consider it. If you know you're a selfless person, and you know you want to genuinely help, I want you to consider coming in, but I want you to also realize that coming into the profession doesn't mean working for the Department of Social Services. You could do many different things out there. You could work at the hotels. If the hotels realize you could have a social worker there. Your employees would probably need a social worker. You persons at the bank, persons at accounting firms, everybody in their lives, because we don't only give coupons and take away children. We also are there to support that environment where we are. And so I want persons to really genuinely think about being a social worker and the way they can impact the community by doing so. And I also definitely want persons to think about mental health. Mm. Mental health in this country is being neglected heavily. And when you see somebody acting strange, take into consideration all the trauma they may have been through in order to be this way. And so I feel as though as a country, we really need to take mental health seriously. Not only women, but men as well. Mm-hmm. The violence in the country we see is due to mental health. And being a social worker, you have that worldview. And so when you go and study that, you will have that worldview, and then you could be a part of the solution.
Powerful, being a part of the solution. I like that. And y'all have shared so many nuggets of information and wisdom today. And it's been a very impactful. In my head, I'm already scheduling y'all for September, because we need to learn a little bit more about the conclave and make sure folks know what's happening, how to get their tickets and everything like that. But thank you all. Thank you all for coming today. Thank you for all the work that you all do. It's really a yeoman's task, and you do it on the daily. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been President... You said I was going to get tongue-tied, and I didn't. Now I'm getting tongue-tied. I don't like that. President Nastasia Cooper Saunders and Vice President Marguerite Beckford of the Bahamas Social Workers Association for joining us today here on Guardian Radio 96.9 on the Happy Hour with me, I'm DeAndra Cartwright, and for letting us know a little bit more about what they do and how we can help them. You can catch this once as we upload the recordings onto, I think it's Spotify. So we'll make sure you have those. But stay tuned for the rest of the programming here on Guardian Radio 96.9. And then listen to me again on Monday morning on the Morning Blend with Dwight Strawn. Y'all have a great weekend and stay safe.
my phone.